presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
March 28, 1110 America, New York, U.S. consumer confidence rebounds unexpectedly, but fails to boost U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar retains a negative bias despite better-than-expected consumer confidence data, as traders remain focused on the U.S. banking sector woes and the possibility of a Fed pivot later this year.
BBC News Business.
March 28, 1109 America, New York. Gary Lanker wins appeal over £4.9 million tax bill. The sports presenter's dispute with HMRC centered on whether he was a freelancer or an employee.
New York Times Business.
March 28, 1101 America, New York. Sam Bankman-Fried is charged with foreign bribery. Federal prosecutors said Sam Bankman-Fried had instructed employees to pay a $40 million bribe to one or more Chinese officials to help unfreeze trading accounts maintained by FTX's sister company. With the foreign bribery charge, federal prosecutors have now charged Mr.
BBC News Business.
March 28, 11 o'clock America, New York. Sam Bankman-Fried accused of Chinese bribe. New charges in the U.S. accuse the former FTX founder of paying at least $40 million to access frozen accounts. New York Times Business.
March 28, 11 o'clock America, New York. Hospitals are increasingly crowded with kids who tried to harm themselves, study finds. Hospitalizations for pediatric suicidal behavior increased by 163% over an 11-year period. An analysis of millions of hospital admissions in the United States found an ambulance entrance at a Boston Children's Hospital.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 28, 1045 America, New York. Russia's economy is starting to come undone. Investment is down, labor is scarce, budget is squeezed. Oligarch. There will be no money next year.
New York Times Business.
March 28, 1026 America, New York. How far can regulators go to protect uninsured deposits? Regulators can protect deposits over $250,000 if they determine that a bank's failure poses a systemic risk, but some lawmakers have pushed for more sweeping coverage. Under current law, the government insures bank deposits only up to $250,000.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 28, 9 o'clock America, New York. Home prices fall for 7th straight month. The Case-Shiller index fell 0.2% in January compared with December, as increased mortgage rates continued to slow the housing market.
BBC News Business.
March 28, 8:57 America, New York. Royal Mail talks over pay on brink of collapse. A source says continuing strike action could mean Royal Mail is put into administration.
Daily FX Market News.
March 28, 8:40 America, New York. Gold price losing its safe haven shine, U.S. bond yields move higher. Gold is losing some of its safe haven premium as the recent banking turmoil continues to calm down. Risk may be back on the table, but for how long?
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
March 28, 8 o'clock America, New York, more wisdom from Thomas Sowell. The symposium on Thomas Sowell's work went very well. A great group of people from whom I learned a lot. Here are more of my favorite quotes from Sowell. The first three are from his 2009 book Intellectuals and Society.
Daily FX Market News.
March 28, 7:59 America, New York. GBP/USD gains again. Bo Bailey says inflation fight comes first. The British pound continued its run as the Bo governor said banking worries won't stop rate rises.
Marginal Revolution.
March 28, 7:25 America, New York. America's zero-sum economics doesn't add up. Adam Posen has an excellent piece in Foreign Policy. Beginning with the Trump administration, and accelerating under the Biden administration, U.S. trade and industrial policy has prioritized relocating manufacturing production back to the United States.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. March 28, 7:07 America, New York. Alibaba to split into six separate groups in biggest shakeup. Alibaba Group plans to split its business into six independently run entities, the biggest structural overhaul in its history.
Global Economy.
March 28, 6:48 America, New York. EU agrees trade defense tool against China. Anti-coercion mechanism allows bloc to retaliate when one of its members is pressured with import bans.
Digital Finance. March 28,
6:47 America, New York, Circle sees Asia becoming center of USDC liquidity. The stablecoin company's Singapore head, Raghulan Pathy, describes the vision for digital dollars ex the US. The Post Circle sees Asia becoming center of USDC liquidity appeared first on digital finance.
Global economy.
March 28, 6:30 America, New York, Against the World. A panoramic history of anti-globalization. Tara Zahra deftly weaves cutting-edge scholarship and human stories into concerns about democracy, markets and nation-states.
Global economy.
March 28, 5:40 America, New York, UK food prices rise at record rate, Kantar data shows. March grocery inflation of 17.5% adds £837 to average household's annual bill, market research reveals.
Marginal revolution.
March 28, 2:57 America, New York, a brief observation on AGI risk and employee selection, from my email. Stunting growth now in the development of artificial intelligence just makes the probability of a bad future outcome more likely, as the people who are pro-social and thoughtful are more likely to be discouraged from the field if we attach a stigma to it.
Marginal revolution.
March 28, 0:17 America, New York, what I've been reading. 1. Judith A. Green, The Normans, Power, Conquest and Amp, Culture in 11th Century Europe. A very clear and to-the-point book on a complex topic. This is a good one to read with GPT-4 accompaniment for your queries. In Sicily, near Palermo, the Normans produced one of my favorite sites in all of Europe.